We'll start with David Cousins. Want to remind folks that we're using the three-minute clock.
Yeah, well, it may run a little over. I'll try to be quick. Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is David Cousins. I fish from South Palmerston, Maine, and I am the president of the Maine Lobsters Association. The MLA is the oldest and largest fishing industry organization whose mission is to advocate for responsible resource management and the prosperity of Maine's commercial lobstermen. I'm testifying on behalf of the MLA in opposition to LB 1097, an act to allow the sale of incidentally caught lobsters. I am deeply saddened to be here before you on this bill today, not only because this proposal seeks to undo one of the pillars of lobster conservation, but because it is an issue that is divisive for Maine's fishing industry. This is also the fourth time I've been here to testify on this similar bill in my tenure as president. Now, I guess the first time I wasn't president. It was in the early 80s. But it's the fourth time this has come up. I will touch on three key issues in my testimony. LB 1097 undermines lobster conservation and is bad for Maine. LB 1097 runs counter to the lobster industry's effort to invest in branding and marketing in Maine lobster. And LB 1097 will not save Maine's ground fish industry or the Portland Fish Exchange. In 2012, a record 126 million pounds of lobster was landed in Maine, valued at nearly $340 million, contributing an estimated $1 billion to Maine's economy. Lobster is Maine's most valuable fishery and is the economic engine for our coastal communities. Maine's lobster industry has a long history of stewardship and is one of the few sustainably managed fisheries in the world. This is the reason why Maine's lobster industry is healthy. Today's lobster management is based on sound conservation, reflecting the sacrifices and tough decisions made by generations of lobstermen who had the foresight to put in strict conservation measures. Our fishery is executed using traps that do not harm the habitat where lobsters live. Traps allow lobsters to return the lobsters that they are not able to keep back to the sea unharmed. This complements Maine's other conservation measures, including minimum and maximum size protections and V-notching. These measures protect baby lobsters, breeding females, and oversized lobsters that see the future generations of the resource. By contrast, groundfish trawl gear is far less discriminate gear designed to drag the bottom and catch anything in its path. Each time lobsters are caught up in a drag, their claws or shells can become broken or damaged, and buried females may in fact be damaged and lose their eggs. A 2012 ASNRC Technical Committee paper indicated that the major damage and mortality to lobster varied seasonally from 0 to 14% in the trawl fishery compared to 0 to 4% in the trap fishery. Dragging gear may also threaten our broodstock and future recruitment to the lobster industry, a lobster fishery. Due to migration patterns of lobsters, these lobsters caught up and damaged in draggers are likely some of the same lobsters that Maine lobstermen have caught and returned to the sea for conservation. Large lobsters are known to migrate offshore during the winter months. Many of these egg-bearing females that have been returned so they can continue to reproduce and contribute back to the inshore lobster population. Maine lobstermen have not returned these lobsters so they can get dragged up and damaged offshore. Yeah. Lobsters, what? I get a lot of points here, together, and they're important, I think, for you, for everyone in the room to hear. This could shorten the day by a lot because people could come up and say, I agree with what he said, or they could try to hit 3 minutes. So give me another couple minutes. I'll get through it as quick as I can.
Patrice can give the rest of your testimony. We'd rather listen to her anyway.
Yeah, but she didn't sign up, so we don't want to be at 4 o'clock. Lobsters landed as bycatch in Massachusetts are often...
David, come on. If I let you go for 10 minutes, right, you'll let everybody go for 10 minutes.
Bottom line is, not a good thing for the state of Maine. It's not going to save the Portland Fish Exchange. It won't do it. Lobsters have never been put on the Fish Exchange. My question to the Portland Fish Exchange, 126 million pounds of lobster, why isn't the Portland Fish Exchange using those lobsters to increase volume rather than just ignore them?
Any questions? Representative Kruger?
Yeah, could you talk for just a second about the quality issue of not... Well, the brand, but also the damage issues of...
Well, as you know, we've just been MSC certified, state of Maine, and that's based on, sustainability, traceability, and all the issues that we want to market our lobsters with. Damage is... it's been documented that trawl-caught lobsters have a higher percentage of damage than trap-caught lobsters because trap-caught lobsters are handled individually, returned back to the sea. Trawl caught lobsters, and if you look at your pictures here, you can see a directed Caps of lobsters on page 2 of these pictures that were provided by the fishing vessel Midnight Sun. That's a directed fishery of lobster after they caught their fish. I believe there's 370 lobsters there, which of 143 had to return back. 70% had returned back, so it was the other way around. 140-something were keepable, and the others had to return back, meaning they had to do 3.3 of those tows to get their 500 count. So that is not, that's our problem with this whole thing, is that is not a good way to harvest lobsters. Look, you can see them on the deck there, all piled in a pile. That's not good. We don't want to see that. That would hurt the credibility of Maine Sustainable and MSC, I believe.
Oh, sorry. Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Cousins, isn't that the problem with the difference between count and pounds? On that picture where there was 400, almost 500, you can pick out the 5 and 6 and 8 pounders, throw all the 2 pounders back. Isn't that the biggest problem?
Yeah, as you alluded to earlier, the maximum size in Area 3 is 6 3/4 inches, which is roughly a 7, 8, and it's in that area, maybe a 9-pound lobster in that area. I think it's close to 8. Maine's is 5-inch, which is 4 1/4. So you've got almost a double in pounds per individual lobster. So obviously you're going to high-grade and take the biggest lobsters you can get because you get paid by the pound. You don't get paid by the piece. So when this originally came about, I was on the working committee back in 95 and 96, put on there by National Marines Council, the NIMS was put on there by them, to negotiate a settlement with the ground fishermen of New Bedford and Gloucester. We wanted zero. They wanted unlimited. We couldn't come to an agreement. Olympia Snow came in and put this in as a medium in between. It wasn't zero what we wanted, and it wasn't unlimited what they wanted. And they fought hard for count, not pounds, because they knew bigger lobsters add up. So that's the history of that. That's why that was there.
Follow up, Mr. Chair? But by saying that, and all the talk about bycatch, it's really not a bycatch. It'd be a target. Would it be a targeted species?
Yeah, traditionally what they do is they go catch their fish, and then on the way home they catch their lobsters. You know, they go for lobster tows. And you can see in those pictures that were right there, he's got 2 pictures in the front that were when he was going fishing. First one had zero bycatch. It's almost solid fish. It says 2,500-pound bag of fish. The next one was a 5,000-pound catch, and you can see a couple lobsters in there, but it's pretty solid fish. And then he's going on the way home to get their lobsters. This is where they went for their lobster tows, and this is what they caught. And so, I mean, yeah, they're directing at lobsters. There's 2 fish in that picture.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Cousins. Senator Woodbury.
Thank you. Mr. Cousins, I'm following the argument of... I guess the issue here is that there is a federal law that is allowing this to happen already, mm-hmm. which potentially is a problem. You're certainly portraying that that's a problem. Do you see this bill as leading to any more fishing happening of this variety, this problematic lobster fishing?
I think it could conceivably happen because... National Marine Fisheries Service usually will bend over backwards to do anything they can for the ground fish. And I don't blame them. We're not against ground fishermen.
Yeah.
But you open the door at whatever level you want, and if fish doesn't come back, then to keep them going, you can always increase that. The federal government is the only place in the world that allows mobile gear to harvest lobsters. None of the states allow it, U.S. in state waters.
Yep.
They allow the landing. Like Massachusetts, for an advantage, I'm sure, yep. over Maine. I get that. But to follow the federal government's lead in fisheries management, you got to be kidding me. I mean, they are not capable of management, as we have seen in their fisheries. I don't think we ought to throw all of our fisheries management out the window and embrace their management system. Canada, they don't even allow a lobster to be on a dragger. Can lose their permit if they're caught with one. So, to follow the federal government, I mean, they don't look like they give much done to me lately.
Thank you. Representative Perry?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We heard an earlier testimony that they weren't sure exactly how many. I know it's a fairly small number that goes to Area 3 now, and there's 45 boats in Portland. I think that was the early testimony. How many will go to Area 3 if they can drag for lobsters?
You'd have to ask the ground fishermen. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Senator Woodbury.
That's kind of the question that I was trying to get at. So, I mean, do you expect that this will lead to more of this dragging approach?
Yeah, I couldn't answer that.
All right. Thank you. Keep it extreme.